I want to take you to Ballymena, 29th of December, a Scout Jamboree in the People's Park. Nothing unusual about that, except that the Reverend Ian Paisley and the Catholic priest, Father Paul Simons, were there at a service of Thanksgiving. And the question is, sign of the times? Father Simons with us now. A sign of the times, Father Simons?
Well, I hope so, David. Yes, I hope it's a very promising sign. I was asked sometime before Christmas if I would take part in this Thanksgiving service in the People's Park, and I said I'd be very happy to do that. And then I was told that the First Minister, Dr. Paisley, was going to be there. And so I said, does he know that that I'll be leading the prayers? And he said, oh, yes, he knows the program, and there's no problem. And it was a very, very happy occasion. I was with the deputy mayor and one or two councillors to greet the First Minister, to greet Dr. Paisley at the door when he arrived. And your previous caller would be pleased to hear he was wearing a very impressive woolly hat.
Yes.
And I usually wear a beret too, for the benefit of the previous caller.
Yeah.
And he greeted us very cordially, and then we had the service. At which, I'd been out there, and Dr. Paisley spoke between the readings, and he spoke on the theme, the scouting theme, be prepared.
Yes.
And in Baden-Powell's final word, the word that he wrote before us to lead an opening prayer and a closing prayer, and to choose the scripture passages, and the first reading was read by the deputy mayor, by Alderman P.J. McAvoy. And the second reading was read by one of the scouts. I did an opening prayer and final before he died, but it was to be published after his death. He told his scouts to be prepared, and to be prepared not only for this life but for the next life. And Ian Paisley gave a beautiful address on being prepared and being prepared for eternity by developing a personal relationship with Christ here.
Yes.
I found his talk very moving. And he was there for the whole service and didn't seem to have any problem at all that I led the opening prayer and the final prayer.
And nowhere else would we be talking about this, but we know Northern Ireland only too well, and a few years ago, I don't think this was likely to have happened, but it is happening. And I'm not saying, as I said earlier in the programme, we haven't solved all the post-conflict problems yet, and are unlikely to for many, many years, but these are signs, these are little signs of movement.
Very much so, very much so. And what was a lovely, touching scene was after the ceremony, the younger scouts were all queuing up to sit next to Dr. Paisley and have their photograph taken. And he looked like a loving grandfather surrounded by his grandchildren.
Yes. That's the day you got your OBE.
Well, it is, yes.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Were you surprised at this one? I suppose one says one is surprised at getting an OBE.
Yes, I was. Obviously, when you get an honour like that, you're told about a month in advance, but
yes,
you have to keep it quiet. So it wasn't a total surprise on the 29th of December, but it was a total surprise in November when I got the when I was told I was going to be so honoured. Certainly, it's something I hadn't, you know. One of those things you think,
well,
that happens to other people, it wouldn't happen to me.
Tell me, Father Simons, I take it that scouting is pretty strong and healthy around the Ballymena area.
Yes, it is, yes. And of course, you know, now there's just the scouts are amalgamated now. We just have the Baden-Powell scouts. There used to be the Baden-Powell scouts and then the Catholic scouts of Ireland. But they amalgamated. So scouting is itself a cross-community activity, which obviously pleases me.
Right. Thanks for talking to us, Father Simons. All the very best.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Bye-bye.